Everyone who listens to internet radio is talking about July 15th. It's the due date for new, high royalty rates. On July 15th, independent internet radio stations begin paying more money than nearly all of them make. Broadcast radio doesn't have to pay these fees, only internet radio stations. Call your congressmen and senators. Tell them support the Internet Radio Equality Act. Take action. Find their phone numbers at SaveNetRadio.org.
Am I this? Oh, I got the right one. Oh, God.
Hello. Oh, I'm this one. Awesome. This is what I love about our show. It's all about...
pay no royalty fees.
I ain't paying no royalty fees, motherfucker!
Fuck that. Yeah, so try and take Kill Radio down. See if you can find us.
We'll just start singing.
We're on the southwest corner of Beverly and Vermont in a red brick building. See if you can find us. Did I say that out loud?
Yeah. 306 West Beverly Boulevard, Suite 201, Los Angeles, California, 90000.
Don't say it! Don't say it, okay? We don't want the internet mafia to come down on us.
9000, beep!
Speaking of mafia, dude, I'm hooked on Godfather. Thank you for lending
the
me
game?
That game.
I
it's
didn't...
ridiculous. I am a horrible, horrible person. I really, really am. I made my character super ugly, first of all.
Which proves that you have the straight gene, because I had to make my guy super, super hot.
I made him super ugly. I gave him like big sunken in eyes and like fucked up lips. I gave him scars and moles.
Well, let me interject real quick. We're talking about the video game The Godfather, and John has been without new games, so I lent him my copy of it that I got for my birthday. And I was actually one of the few games I've actually finished. And it's based on the movie, and it's really fun. The music's great, especially when you go inside these public places and you hear, like, Sarah Vaughan in the background and stuff like that. That's really cool. And, you know, you're kind of working up the ranks of the mafia, basically, of New York. And it's like, what, 1940s New York? Yeah.
It's a lot like Grand Theft Auto, but with a storyline.
Yeah. And a really good storyline, I have to admit.
It's pretty addictive. The only thing I really don't like about it is you can't just save the game wherever you are.
No.
You have to earn enough money to buy a place in the virtual world to save your game.
Yeah, or you have to rush back home to your dump that you have in Brooklyn.
Right.
That's the reason you want to buy a place at different spots, because it makes it easier when you're trying
Sometimes I'm driving and someone will not get out of my way and it'll make me crash. And I have to get out of my car and actually in front of everybody strangle that person until they die. And so now when I drive in L.A., you play a video game a lot like that or Grand Theft Auto.
Right, then you get back in your car.
Every time I hear a siren, I'm like, oh, they're after me. I see people on the street and... stay away from me until I'm done with this game, I guess is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
Also, stay away from me in general if you're wondering why I look so frazzled.
This is normal. You're wearing a lot of brown, though.
I probably reek.
What's with all this brown?
Oh, that's weird. I didn't notice that.
You didn't even notice that.
Well, anyway, it's true. I'm wearing brown sandals.
If you were a woman, I would for sure think you were a lesbian right now. This is totally...
or that I worked for UPS. You don't have to always make it a sexual thing.
No. Look at this outfit. This is about to start composting outfit.
I'm having apartment issues like you wouldn't believe.
With your apartment?
Yeah. Well, okay, first of all, no hot water, which is why I haven't showered yet today. Although I've already hiked up Runyon Canyon and back.
That's why you haven't showered today, because there was no hot water.
Well, the plan was to jump in the shower and then come over here. And then I turned the water on so that it would heat up, and then I went and I...
You couldn't handle a cold shower?
A cold shower? What a horrible idea.
Oh, my God. You're...
actually cold water, coming down on your naked body?
You're like a kept boy or something. I swear to God, you're like...
I can't handle that. I might have to do it later, but...
Don't ever go camping or backpacking, because, the rivers of our land
I have a home. That's the thing. If I was camping, okay, fine. I'd pour a bucket of cold water on...
Don't go to the ocean either. But the ocean isn't heated.
No, but forget it. Forget it. Anyway, so there's that issue. And then on top of that, I don't know why I don't have cold water today, but my apartment burst in flames yesterday. And Shannon can attest to this. Apparently, the outlets that are connected to the same fuse include the air conditioner...
Oh.
One of the outlets in the kitchen somehow.
Yes.
And the refrigerator.
How many circuit breakers do you have for your
outlet? Five, and an outlet in the office. And so the outlet. So I had the air conditioner on, and of course I had the fridge on, and we started to detect this smell. Actually, we detected this smell a little bit a few days ago. We couldn't figure out what it was. But then we really started to notice it yesterday, and the fact that there was smoke in the office. So where there was an outlet is this sort of melted, mangled mess of you know, the two things that I have plugged in there that weren't on. It was like a power strip and a light that wasn't on. But it was all melted together and black and like smoke coming out of it and like smelled like burnt hair.
Uh-huh.
It was horrible. And so now I have an extension cord going from my refrigerator across the kitchen to where my microwave was plugged in, just so that I can keep my fat-free fudgicles
frozen. I'm trying to be
frozen.
Supportive right now as a friend, but you just sound like little Lord Fauntleroy or whatever.
Dude,
like,
it's pretty fucking crazy. Mommy,
we don't have no hot water at all. And also, why the outlet? It burst into flames. And there was no flames. You just said melting.
No.
It's melting, Mommy. Melting.
No, there was actual fire. And this sound.
That isn't fire. That's sparking.
But with fire. With like purple and
I probably shouldn't make a joke.
Out of
the
wall.
Next thing you know, you come home and it's gone.
And that's the thing. Is like, at least I was home when that happened. Not that I would have left the house with the air conditioner on, but still. I think we should go to music.
Well, I want to tell
you,
I have a related story.
Home, make sure that my apartment hasn't burnt down.
I just did. There was a fire truck that just went by during my show, but that was, you were probably still there.
That's great, Mark. Thank you for that.
You're welcome. Did you bring the cats?
Can we get on with the show?
Sure. Let's go to music. Today we're going to be playing. Each set's going to start off with one of the bands that we're going to be playing on Sunday. It's already the third Sunday of the month, this Sunday, for the Here Here event that's happening at Lost Souls Cafe. It's a fundraiser for Kill Radio. As I am wont to do, I have six artists performing in the confines of three hours.
I just got it. You were saying before, like, oh, I can't believe it's the 15th coming up. And I'm like, what big deal, you know, like the end of internet radio or what? And you're like, oh, no, it's the fundraiser. And it just now occurred to me that we won't have another show before the fundraiser. This is the last show until the
fundraiser. Yeah, welcome back to the United States, John.
I've been really distracted.
You've been
lately.
A bad co-DJ lately.
I'm really sorry.
I'm going to have to break up with you for the rest of the show today.
I'm going to have to wire from The Godfather and sneak up behind you and choke the ever-living fuck out of you.
It's something.
I don't know. Oh, you know what I also like is Molotov cocktails. But
they're great.
Continue.
Yeah. So we have six bands forming. These are all bands who have submitted originally to our show. Some of the first submitters to this show when I started back in March of 2006. We have Robert Popa, Space Kitty, VJ, Blackbird, Manhattan Murder Mystery, and Koseo.
Yeah, most of those are old school here-hears.
Yeah, pretty much. Manhattan Murder Mystery is relatively new, but they were real surprising. So it's going to be an interesting evening of as acoustic as possible performances.
And they're all really cool bands, but come, if you don't know about any of them, come just to see Koseo, because they got to be one of my favorite bands.
Yeah, they're really fun.
It's not just lip service. These guys are amazing.
Right. Well, also, we're probably most familiar with them than anyone else in the lineup, because we have seen them perform live right here.
In our studio.
Yeah, and you've had them on your show is good.
Yeah.
So let's go to the one of the artists. We're going to start off with him, Robert Popa. Big fan of the show. Was an LA Music Award winner
recipient
last year.
Yes.
I think he got two awards.
Was it last year?
Last year, and he was the reason we got to go to that event. So that's kind of around the corner. That was at the end of this year.
That was a year ago, wasn't it?
Yeah, almost. So this is the track he had submitted originally. This is called Son of a Gun. You are listening to Hear Here on killradio.org.
Love.
Welcome back.
You're here on killradio.org. Kill Radio is all submission, only submission show. What were we just listening to?
That was a submission from a band called The Swayback out of Denver. Their MySpace page is myspace.com/The Swayback. That track was actually the Velvets cover of Waiting for the Man. Before that, once again, was Robert Popa. Son of a Gun was the song. I think that's one of the songs he won the award for because he got two.
Yeah, it was Son of a Gun. Yeah,
like
I remember
best.
That.
I think it was some weird like category, like best surf rock song or something.
It was in the surf rock category. Yeah.
He's at a Redondo Beach, and his MySpace page is myspace.com/Robert Popa. And we are back.
Yay!
Yay!
Bunch of events coming up. We were talking before about the Here fundraiser
event at Lost Souls Cafe downtown. Let me just interject to find out more information about that. You can go to our MySpace page, which is myspace.com/here_here, HEAR_HERE.
It's going to be a good one, folks.
It really is.
A lot of good music, and we're expecting a turnout of about 1,000 to 2,000 people. And it's going to be huge. We're really going to max out the capacity. I want to max out the capacity, not of Lost Souls Cafe, but of the downtown area. I want helicopters to go by and go, ooh, downtown's at max capacity. We should go to the Sunset Strip.
Yes.
And then we'll use all the money that we make to pay
for sure
the
have
last year, 2 years of royalties to the 3 trillion artists
since January.
That we paid. And then, yeah, and then we'll buy Time Warner because
we'll
have a lot of
money
left over.
Boy, there'd be some heads I'd smack around. So what else we got going on, John?
July 14th, the return
Saturday.
Of Leisure Suite, the
oh,
day
yay.
Before fundraiser.
So it's on a Saturday. Oh, God, you're going to be downtown a lot this weekend.
Downtown again, Bar 107.
Good, good.
And it's good because we're sort of rejuvenated, Starsky and I. We're going to play a lot more obscure stuff now.
Good.
Because I asked them for more money. So
is that what they said they wanted you to play more obscure stuff?
Well, they kind of
what was the quote?
Well, they kind of suggested that that we were doing this amazing job, but there were certain songs they wanted to hear, and so I said, well, what's my incentive for impressing you?
That's pretty ballsy that you said that.
Well, dude, we've been doing that for a year without a raise, so
yeah,
you know, and it's like. You know, since there's two of us, we're splitting it 50-50. So it's like it's a long, hard night's work, and
right.
You come home, and it's not really a lot of cash. It's a great, fun thing. So
it's totally fun.
We need to be compensated.
They should just give you a percentage.
Well, that would be cool. But
whatever would be the fair
happen.
Percentage of how many people came in?
Half.
No,
I don't
50%.
know. 50%. July 25th, I'm doing isgoodmusic.com presents at Molly Malone's with some amazing bands. The Osgoods, the Carabel Nightlife. Death to Anders, who's a big Kill Radio supporter, has played benefits for us before, and a band called Klum. And
also we should mention, since you probably won't mention yourself, or probably you would, but I'll do it for you so you don't have to feel like you have to, is that you were just, there's an article about you in the LA Weekly this week about your other show, Is Good.
Yes.
And it's great because it doesn't mention here at all, you fucking asshole.
I did mention here
Where?
Several times in the interview.
Based on results, no, John, no.
No, in several times in the interview.
Several times. Is
I
that
said,
seven?
There's this show
is that, see,
that really
is this
sucks
three?
That I don't want you to mention in the article, but it's called Here.
Three times you mentioned that show sucked? This other show that you slum it in? How many times did you mention
it? I did talk about Here. I
How
really
many
did.
Times?
Seven.
Seven. Not enough.
Let well, how many times am I supposed to talk about here during an interview about Is Good?
John, I'm sure you're going to be interviewed again in your life. Just know that the rule is more than seven.
Fine. Well, anyway, just came out this
you
week.
And you don't sound like a pompous ass at all. Not in the least. You don't sound self-absorbed or self-important.
Wait,
or,
do you mean right now or in the article?
In the article, no, never. Not written down in posterity in the very archive of this publication that's been a part of the LA pop culture for so long. You don't immediately come off at all as a complete jerk.
Are you being serious? Or are you fucking with me?
I'm playing into your OCD fears.
Oh, okay. Because I was actually really
concerned
about
that. You shouldn't have gave me that movie. Because I've learned so much.
Oh, yeah. No, I was really happy with the way it came out.
No, it was great.
Because I was really concerned that it was going to... I don't know. I didn't know what it was going to be. I never had an article written about me. But yeah, it's in this week's LA Weekly. And,
which you can also get online at laweekly.com. You can look it up.
Yeah, and it's got a lot of great information about the show, and it even mentions isgoodmusic.com, which is great,
because
hopefully I'll be able to launch in about a month, so good timing on that. We should get back to music, though.
Yeah.
Enough about us. The show's not about us. It's about you. It's about bands like...
Bands who submit, and
like
we play it.
As Tall as Lions, for example, who I'm going to play right now.
Nice album art.
astallaslions.com or myspace.com/astallaslions. Check them out. They sound like this.
And we're back.
Who is that, John, again?
And we're back. I'm here on killradio.org. That was a band called As Tall as Lions, and I must say, it was pretty kick-ass.
Yeah, I wish they were based in L.A.
You just missed them. They played the Troubadour at the end of June, and I'm only now getting to this, but that's when I was out of town when this came in.
Uh-huh.
So they're based out in New York, and right now they're traveling all around the country.
Wow.
So go to myspace.com/as tall as lions and tell everyone that you're really sorry you missed them.
I'm going to.
Because they rock, and it's a good name for a band, too, As Tall as Lions. It's a self-titled CD, probably for sale. So what else?
Do you like my outfit?
Do I like your outfit?
Yeah.
You're wearing pants and a shirt.
Do I normally come in here wearing pants and a shirt? Kind of dressy?
Is it dressy? I guess it's a little dressy.
Dress pants and...
Oh, yeah, yeah. Does that mean you got a job?
No.
Oh, does that mean you want people to think you got a job? Can I tell
you crazy that happened I had to go through today? I'm on unemployment right now because I'm in between jobs. Well, my former employer, I guess at this point...
By the way, so is 60% of Iraq.
Okay, let me finish.
I just wanted to throw that out.
My former employer... You don't have no time to bring up Iraq right now when you're complaining about no hot water.
I heard it on the news this morning.
Okay.
60%.
So, my former employer... Let's just leave them nameless. I don't feel like even bringing it up, but don't say it either. Appealed my request for unemployment.
Oh, saying that you were
because
fired.
I was fired, I should not be getting
as
these benefits
to laid
after
off.
I've been getting it for almost about 2 months now.
Wow.
So the consequences are that I could have to pay this money back. Yeah. So I had a hearing in one of the state of California buildings in downtown Los Angeles. It was me on one side of the room, my former employer and their
the LA gay
lawyer,
.com service.
Yeah, that's where I used to work. Yeah. On the other side with the judge.
Uh-huh.
And it was pretty intimate and it was recorded. It was right there. And it was a bizarre experience in some ways because it was so like, it wasn't like court where you're spread out. You were right there.
Now, I've been in those little mini hearings before.
For what?
Because I've been on unemployment before as well. And it's, you know, it would be something like where I would say, I would report that I made residual income from an acting job, and then they would see in their records that check was actually written, you know, several months before, but I didn't receive it until a certain time.
Oh, I think I'm going to be talking about
this. So there'd
be
a discrepancy
this.
Between when I reported it and when I was paid,
right,
like when I worked.
Right.
And so I'd have to go and explain why.
God, you had to go through all of that?
Yeah.
Did you go to the State of California meeting downtown, the big 80s Ronald Reagan building?
Well, it was a different building. But it was basically the same kind of thing. It was like a room and a person behind a desk and a tape recorder.
Right.
And they say, okay, I'm putting into record that, you know, it's this date.
Right,
we're discussing
exactly
this case. And it's you know, it's all also very casual. Like, it's weird. It's
somewhat.
It's very authoritarian and casual at the
I don't
same time.
Remember my judge's name, but I really liked her. She was no nonsense. She was...
Yeah, so was mine,
firm,
actually.
And I respected her a lot.
Well, what, did you win the case?
Or well, no, she has to rule now, yeah. It doesn't look good because it has to do with how I was discharged, but...
Well, what was your argument? That you were unfairly
well,
discharged?
Well, you know, interestingly enough, I got in trouble with customers for being rude to customers before.
I know, I have to do the show with you. I can imagine.
But there's two instances that were in my record that I didn't get to respond to. They were just put in my record with no chance for me to respond. And so there's this very biased situation. And the one that got me fired, the last straw, so to speak, was totally not the whole picture of what occurred and what happened. So they had this incomplete understanding. So I told the judge I disputed being put into the record. She overrode me or whatever. She overruled it. But it was something like that. So... You know,
that is it because when you killed that customer, was it because that person that also had
was
a previous
an
condition?
Accident?
They would have died anyway.
They were old.
Yeah.
You know, and I just
Mark, never ever kill a customer.
It was an accident. I dropped a hammer on their head really hard.
a 12-ton anvil, actually.
Yeah, it was a safe.
From Acme.
So anyway, so I'm a little, use a term that...
I hope it works out in your favor.
Well, I don't know. It'll work out whatever way it needs to work out. But I have to admit, I'm a little fuzzy, a little funky from that experience. It's kind of stressful. I've been stressing about it for a while.
Yeah, no one wants to have a, you know, meet and greet with a man.
Well, also, it's something like, God, this is old news. I've moved beyond this. I don't want anything to do with the LA...
I'm not that organization anymore.
Right. So it's like, I've moved on. Let's all move on, you know? But I guess it's the way unemployment works. They partly pay for it, even though I've been contributing to it as well.
Yeah.
They partly pay for it as well. I guess they pay...
The employers pay like an insurance premium. Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway. So that's why I was kind of dressed up. I didn't want to go to court wearing shorts and a t-shirt. I felt like that was...
Oh, so that was today?
Yeah, it was this morning. Yeah, 9:15. Wow. And then I want to dress...
No, I think you dressed
nice, but I didn't want to wear a tie or anything like that and be really, because I would have just felt uncomfortable.
I totally wore a tie.
Really?
Yeah. But nothing else.
Stupid. So on that note, let's go to music. Let's have music save us. Music can save us all.
Save us from ourselves.
This is an artist that I'm really looking forward to seeing. I don't know if you've seen the video I have of her on our MySpace page. The artist is named Space Kitty. She's also one of the first people to ever submit to us.
Yeah, we like Space Kitty.
And she does a lot of stuff at Il Corral, and they do a lot of experimental music kind of stuff, or what some would call experimental music. She probably wouldn't call it that. She just plays music in a way that's different from most, perhaps. That does not in any way equate as being experimental. So this is a track. I had one song set up, but then she sent me one yesterday. Said, play this one instead. So I'm playing this one. I heard it through once. It's very interesting. It's a track called High Strung. Again, Space Kitty is one of the artists performing at the Hear Hear event downtown at Lost Souls Cafe. To find out more information, go to myspace.com/hear_hear, HEAR_HERE. You'll also see the video there. And then to find out more about her, you can go to her MySpace page, myspace.com/spacekitty. That's Kitty with two I's, ending in an I instead of a Y.
It's one word.
And it's one word. You're listening to
and
this
it's
track.
Lowercase.
This track is called, and it's in English. Thank you, John. This track is called High Strung. You're listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org.
Using Latin characters.
heard these guys before from a different name. Last time they submitted, it was as Lincoln Six Echo, and this time it's Terror Smith. They're out of Poland. They don't tell me where in Poland, but if you want to find out more about them, it's myspace.com/Terror Smith. That song was called Distorted Sources. I know nothing about these guys, but every time I just see Poland, I just think, wow, that's somewhere that hates both my demographic and your demographic, pretty much in the news all the time right now. I don't know if you knew that.
Oh, really? No, I
haven't. Poland, super anti-Jewy and super anti-gay, like lots of homophobic, like on the government level, and bashings happening all over Poland right now.
I heard they were really nice people.
Not to Jews.
Really?
Yeah. Anyway, I could be taking something really small and making it a bigger deal than it's worth.
Is that what that song was about?
That Distorted Sources, yeah.
That song is about...
Didn't you hear the lines?
Gay Jew bashing?
Yes. So luckily, both of you and I are fine. We're okay, because I'm not Jewish, you're not gay, so we're not going to get anything.
Oh, okay.
We're not going to get bashed.
Thanks.
And then before that, we heard Space Kitty. She's based here in Los Angeles. We're going to hear her live this Sunday at Lost Souls Cafe downtown. That track was called High Strung. And her MySpace page is myspace.com/spacekitty. And we are back.
Dude, I saw a sicko the other day.
Oh, yeah. I saw it a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
Did it make you want to leave the country?
Well, it's upsetting. It really is. I don't know. I just got back to the country. So
right.
Kind of like,
but here you were in England, yeah. And France. And
yeah, it's very frustrating. Well, I like the way the film puts together sort of the back frame, like the backstory, the explanation of sort mm-hmm. of like how did we end up with a privatized healthcare system and nobody else has one that, you know, in this purely privatized way, and you know, how does it work in other countries? The funniest part of the film is he takes those 9/11 rescue workers to Guantanamo Bay for healthcare.
Yeah, it's funny how that starts off funny. But
yeah, and then it gets very poignant.
You know? Oh, it ends. That's where when they ended up in Cuba, I was just crying throughout the rest of that movie.
Yeah, yeah. I just the whole movie you watch with like a lump in your throat.
No, that whole part. My friend was crying too. It's just like the audience changed when that happened because I don't want to. I guess people haven't seen it, but that was a real turning point in the film in terms of like our quote unquote enemies and what they're provided and what we have to go through in the quote unquote free world. For medical care, and these people who are suffering, these people who are workers who worked in Ground Zero after the September 11th attacks, and what they're physically going through now, and the costs that they have incurred for their medical care. So it just was that was a surprise of the movie because I thought it was taking a typical Michael Moore white ass turn where it's going to turn into a cute gotcha moment, you know, yeah. Haha, got you.
No, it was much more subdued. I it's much more documentary. I think he's gotten better.
Well, I think the story told itself so well. He didn't have to do his cute documentary hocus pocus stuff.
I didn't cry though. I had a lump in my throat.
You wouldn't.
I did. No, but I did cry.
John, you don't cry.
Fahrenheit 9/11 made me cry.
Shannon and I have talked about this, how you don't cry enough.
No, Fahrenheit 9/11 made me cry.
Like we have a private relationship somehow.
Because I hate sick people more than I hate Arabs.
Arabs make you cry more so than sick people?
Yeah, yeah.
Mm.
No, but I heard a really interesting statistic today, actually, on the radio.
About Iraq
I don't remember
how many
what the show was, but they were interviewing Ralph Nader, and he was talking about, you know, oh, if I was president, and, you know, if pigs flew, and the grass was blue, and the sky was green, this is how things would work. And, you know, obviously he's a really smart man, and makes excellent points. I mean, I love Ralph Nader, but what was he saying? It was, he was talking about healthcare, and apparently something like 18,000 people... 18,000 Americans die every year because they can't afford the treatment that they need, can't afford the health care.
18,000?
That's 6 9/11s, is how he put it, every year, because of the health insurance system.
Right.
It was really amazing how it's like, in the movie Sicko, the best part of the movie was where they had the politicians come in, they had the dollar signs over
there. Oh, right.
How much money they took from the health insurance lobby.
Right.
And, you know, and how they, you know, voted. I mean, it's a perfect system because you have the... health insurance companies making money by not processing benefits, by not giving people benefits, and by breaking all kinds of laws, and they're allowed to do this because laws are put in place to, you know, make it easier for them to do that. And those laws are put in place by people who are paid by the health insurance company. It's a perfect circle.
Right.
It's really they're paid by people who are paid by the health insurance company. What a fucking mess. And thank God this show is about music and not all of that
not solving things.
Sick people and war.
We're about bitching about stuff, but we're in any way not about solving them.
This is a very user-friendly,
complain, fun-loving show.
It's a show. We should call the show Armchair Liberal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Except I'm kind of more of a fascist than a liberal as I
And I'm
evolve.
Sociopath. Armchair sociopath. Fascist.
Liberal.
Gay.
Jew.
I'm going to play a really interesting act for you right now. It's called Floor Model. Jeff Caudill is a very talented Americana singer-songwriter. I had him on Is Good several months ago. And actually, the day that I was one of the days that I was interviewed for the LA Weekly article, the journalist was here.
I knew you were going to bring it up again. Go on.
But the journalist was here watching Jeff Caudill perform. It was right. Really interesting, and so he's mentioned in the article. But anyway, he's a really talented guy and does Americana music. And a la Postal Service, he somehow he's friends with this guy David Stoll in Cologne, Germany, who does electronic music.
Uh-huh.
And so they sent files back and forth and came up with this stuff. So
really?
This is, yeah. So
wow.
It's called Floor Model. You can check out myspace.com/floor model, and I'll play two tracks for you. And I guess it's from a forthcoming album called Random Access Memories. So check it out. You're listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org.
goodbye. Don't look back, I've already changed direction.
Bye.
That was a band called Floor Model. Check it out, myspace.com/floor model. One word.
Yep.
Awesome. I dig it. Thank you so much for submitting your music. So that's a cross-production between Jeff Caudill of Los Angeles and David Stoll of Germany.
Nice.
It's nice to see us working together.
Can you believe that?
We're only recently bombing each other.
Right. And now not.
Yeah. So, what's up?
Nothing.
You're giving me the look.
I'm not giving you a look. That's your neurosis kicking in.
My neurosis is giving me the look.
That's such an unfair thing to say, because I could just say that any moment. It's like how guys used to say, oh, you're just menstruating, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Like, why? Whether she is or not doesn't matter. You're just menstruating.
Yeah.
Or you've had two glasses of wine. Oh, you're just junk.
I'm going to start saying that to guys.
You're just menstruating?
Yeah. Dude, stop tripping, all right? You're just menstruating.
What was the thing I came up with the other night that was really funny? Oh, I recorded my phone because I knew I was going to forget it. It was a...
You had a thought that amused yourself so much, you recorded it.
Yeah, it was with a whole bunch of people. It was the funniest thing.
Oh, God. And you're going to play it for us now?
No, I got to figure out how to play. Is it here?
No.
Where is it?
Usually when I have a funny thought, I just, you know, I have it and then life goes on. I don't have to record it and play it on a... international radio show to tens of thousands of listeners. But hey,
wait,
it's coradio.org. You can do whatever you like.
Oh, got it. Now I remember. We were thinking, because we were at the, it was the ride that we did.
You were listening to me watching Mark listen to his cell phone.
We did a, I was at a bike ride on Friday called Ride Arc through SciArc, which is the Southern California Institute of Architecture school just east of there, and do a once a month bike ride. That was a real amazing event. And my friend kept going, we were making fun of the shoes she was wearing. Oh, Judy, who you met at Sam Sparrow and at the 777 event. We were making fun of the shoes she was wearing because they weren't really appropriate shoes for bike riding. She goes, but there's an after party. And I go, so I go, you're all about the after party. I said, oh my God, that's a line you could say when someone is like not focusing or they're not being present. Like, you're all about the after party. It's kind of like when now when people piss me off, I
that
say,
is pretty useful.
Like when you piss me off, I say, or anyone pisses me off now, I go, ugh, I just broke up with you.
Oh.
Or we are so broken up right now.
I don't piss you off, do I? Presently? Ow!
Here, let me get that. Let me get that. Let me get that file where I have the log. Okay, what's today's date?
All about the after party. I like that.
All about the after party.
Especially if you're like you're getting somebody to help you.
And they're not focused. They're only focusing on something fun or something. You're all about the after party.
Or something that's going to happen after you finish this very important project.
All about the after party. It's a good one.
Yeah.
We were laughing over that.
George W. Bush, all about the after party.
Oh, I don't think so. He's all about bombing. He's all about the nuking.
And then
the nuclear.
And then he's going to have a party.
He's gonna have a total party. How much you want to bet?
A Republican party.
How much you want to bet he and his dad did a toast when Saddam Hussein was executed? Because he did it for his pappy, didn't he?
Define toast.
Oh, well, probably was the blood of a virgin. Actually, they toasted the bloods of virgins from some South American country.
Yeah.
We should go to music.
Yeah. We've been talking about execution a lot today.
I'm scaring myself.
That's going to be the title of today's show.
Well, I feel like I went through a punishing process where
I
was served up
this morning
to the state of California.
They could have killed you, you know? I mean, what's to stop them, really? They could have just taken you right there, cuffed you, and...
For what?
And killed you. For, you know, they could have made something up.
Have you ever been in that building? Was it that building?
No, I was in a different building.
It's total 80s.
I was in the building where they don't kill people.
Oh.
It's your turn.
Oh, good.
Musically speaking.
Good. Well, then before I talk, I want to give a plug for my blog that I've resurrected. I used to do this blog for LA all the time. It's stardustla.blogspot.com, and it's my subtitle is The Relentless Pursuit of the Usual and Unusual of Los Angeles. So there's some great stuff in there with some recent bands that I've seen, stuff around town. Things like that. Check it out, stardustla.blogspot.com. And it's going to expand and grow. I hadn't been doing it for a while, so I just took it out of hibernation. But again, one of the artists that we have playing this Sunday at...
Wait. I want to say people should go to this thing because I've seen it and it's pretty cool. It's got cool pictures of LA and, you know, it's not a blog like, and then I had a turkey sandwich... And this is what I think about green beans.
Yeah, it was funny because I wrote about
I wrote about the
Hear event, or I'm sorry, the Kill Radio event that we did at Safari Sam's, and I mentioned how that 99 cent store used to be a Zody's, and then I did a search for Zody's, and I found an old commercial for Zody's on YouTube, and Zody's, I don't know if they had it where you were from, Zody's was this total 70s department store. So I found the commercial, I linked it, and that made me think about favorite commercials of LA growing up, and so I found some of those on YouTube, and those are on there as well. So it's kind of everything. In a sense.
Okay, now you've lost me. Let's go to music.
Good. So VJ is one of the artists performing this Sunday downtown at Lost Souls Cafe. Again, this is the Hear Hear fundraiser for that we do for killradio.org because this station that we belong to, that we support ourselves, is also nonprofit, non-commercial. So we're constantly fundraising, but we do it in a fun way rather than a kind of a pledge kind of way.
And a raising way.
Yeah. So VJ is performing. He's been on the show. He's submitted to the show before, so we're happy to see him live this Sunday downtown. This track is called Fueling My Mind. You are listening. Oh, and his MySpace page is myspace.com/Vishal Javeri. That's VishalJHaveri.
Got that?
I know. VishalJHaveri. JHAVERI.
Now spell it backwards.
This is the track, Fueling My Mind. You're listening here on killradio.org.
What's going on these days? Things turn blue. I've lost everything, even my group. Now I'm left without a crew, like everything seemed to get cooped. I'm sitting here with a gun and ready to shoot. A gun pointed somewhere and I'm about to hoot. It's on someone's head, but should I shoot myself instead? Hey, yo, let me check, would it even get me anywhere? Or just over there, behind bars where I'm despair? And I don't care, yo, what happens when I've left. Go ahead and call it what you want, yo, call it a theft. You said I took all your hearts and there ain't nothing next. But you can't fight, you call it right upon yourself. From the day I became one way, I got the wall. So fuck you, yo, yeah, for feeling so damn great. You will never change, that's something they all say. And even if it does, I'm gone, yo, it's just too late. I stayed up late at night, feeling my mind just ignite. My left hand on the nine, trigger finger line, now unwind. Need तेरी याद कौन करेगा मैं मर जाऊं कौन रोएगा my left hand's on the nine trigger finger line I stayed up late at night you're on my mind just at night my right hand in the sky middle finger high till the day I die तेरी याद कौन करेगा मैं मर जाऊं कौन रोएगा my right hand's in the sky middle finger high till the day I die All this shit is just leaving me sleep deprived. So much of my life is just too much to hide. I get the feeling that every time I write, this is the only way to release what's inside. Wake up in the morning and it's a new fight, man. It's a new day, but I was restless all night. And I don't think I'm in the position to be making wise decisions. I failed in life, so now I'm on a new mission. I started myself, but I'm losing to the opposition. They said if you believe in God, he'll believe in your vision. But where's he been for the last 23 of my existence? I've had one vision, but that's of a distance. And I don't need it all like Warren G. But why you making me fall to the third degree? Giving me hope and then squeezing the ease, man. I'ma give up now like a coward and flag with a tree. I stayed up late at night, feeling my mind just ignite. My left hand on the nine, trigger finger line. Now unwind, meri yaad kaun karega? Main mar jaunga, kaun roega? My left hand's on the nine, trigger finger line. Now unwind. I stayed up late at night, feeling my mind just ignite. My right hand in the sky, middle finger high till the day I die. Meri yaad kaun karega? Main mar jaunga, kaun roega? My right hand's in the sky, middle finger high till the day I die.
Yo, yeah, you know I'm dead nice. Got me speeding through life like fuck a red light. You heard what I said, right? When the tires burn out like a split seat, niggas can't stick me. The whip got 6 feet. Running from the law like, cause I'm a boss type. Trying to make my money stretch longer than exhaust pipe. So stay in your lane and don't cross right. Cause I'm so nice, I could probably drive blind if I lost sight. Catch me blazing the strip, and if I flip, then it's cool. Cause I got a roll cage and a whip. So watch when these bars drop. I know I got you mad that my whip custom and it's looking like your car stock. Man, I'm high off a sack of piff chaser. Was smooth enough to slide on the track like drift races. And piping on your daughter wild. Cause I got it coming faster than a souped up Viper in a quarter mile. Out. All 300 when I'm driving by, it's a blur, you can't see nothing. Come on, in and out, it's tinted out. So once I pimp the whip, it'll really show you what a pimp about. Got my mind on the road, I'm trying to think straight. But if you're trying to race, then you better bring cake. Your shit ain't loud as my intake. It's still the same, no matter if I win by a mile or an inch weight. So meet me in the fucking street. Cause my whip fresh from the carbon fiber hood down to the bucket seats. The rims looking oh so sick. The type you wanna stand next to and try and take a photo with. Won't stop till I'm sponsored with logos, bitch. Like Snoop hitting the corners on them Lolos quick. You never heard we play. Cause if A1's the question, then you know the answer is the DJ. Shout out my nigga DJ Answer, Legal Street Racing Part 2, YRP, BSF, motherfucking 2007, bitches.
Here, here.
Here, here.
On killradio.org.
All right, so this track, this was called Illegal Street Racing, was sent... it's actually by DJ Answer and A1 Official. This is a number of tracks we're going to play in the next couple of weeks, that number of hip-hop rap acts that were sent from Yugoslavia, Macedonia, that neck of the world. but they've been teamed up with, I guess, rappers on this side of the Atlantic. DJ Answer is based in Yugoslavia, and then A1 Official, who rapped with them, is based in Connecticut. I figured this all out on my own. So for both those MySpace pages, DJ Answers is myspace.com/DJAnswerBeats, with a Z, of course. DJ Answer Beats, what up? And then the other one, A1 Official, is myspace.com/A1Official. Let me spell that for you. It's A, number one, A-F-I-C-I-A-L. So kind of like official with one F and an A instead of an O.
What?
No, don't even. Did you spell
it
wrong?
One, I guess I did. It's
yeah,
one
official, and that's an A instead of an O. See?
Oh my! I did look. I looked right at it and wrote O F F I C I A L.
So, they're interesting tracks, and I'm looking forward to playing more in the weeks ahead. So, look forward to that. Again, that was DJ Answer and A1 Official with the track "Illegal Street Racing." Before that, we heard VJ performing this Sunday for the benefit of KillRadio.org at Lost Souls Cafe downtown. That track was Fueling My Mind. His MySpace page is myspace.com/VishalJaveri. VishalJaveri. A lot of letters.
If you're interested in submitting your music to hear here for us to play, for the world to hear, it's really easy. All you have to do is send it to us. You can send us CDs. The address is 3806 Beverly Boulevard, Suite 201, Los Angeles, 90004. Just go to myspace.com/hearhere. That's HEAR_HERE. It has all the instructions, including how to send MP3s to Mark via You Send It. It's so easy. It's ridiculous. I mean, somebody is going to catch us and say, it's too easy. You can't allow people to present their music in a public forum without somebody making money off of it. Damn it. And then they'll come with the guns.
I will say it's not that easy. I've been getting I'm going to start bitching for a moment, so forgive me. And this is a broken record.
This is a part of the show we like to call Mark Bitches.
Mark unleashes what he thinks is fury, but it's really a meow. No, I've been getting so many submissions from bands who are using You Send It, but they include no information about them at all. I don't
even
know.
Even in like the notes section where you can just put like, "Hi, my name is Bob. I make
just
music."
The other day, I'm like, "Who are you? Where are you from? What's the track
called?" It's just a song. It just arrives out of nowhere.
Yes, and all I have to contact with them is an email address.
You should totally play it. Be like, "This is Untitled One from the band No
well,
Name."
Then it loses all the flavor.
Right?
Yeah. So that's been happening a lot lately. So please just include the contact information. Look at what the little minimum that we ask for. We don't even have you sign a release or anything. But we do need...
But we should.
We should, especially with the 15th looming. Just please check that out and just send away through usenda.com or through the mail. We'll be happy to play you. Just make our life a little easier since we are technically volunteers here that have opened up these 2 hours of... killradio.org to all of you and to all of our listeners to hear some great music.
If you want to help me out in sending a CD, just include, you know, you could put it on a post-it or something, your MySpace address. It's just the easiest way for me to let you know that we're going to play you.
Yeah, and I was surprised about that when I was covering for you, looking at all these CDs, there was like just a CD and that's it.
Yeah, and then I have to do the work of like Googling it. You know.
I mean, it's easy enough to kind of figure out MySpace page addresses, but sometimes it's like when you don't have to spend all that time, I don't know.
We may both be unemployed, but our time is very precious.
Doing
so
stuff.
I would rather spend it here on the air with
yes.
you than at home.
Or playing Xbox.
With you.
Yes.
So I guess it's my turn to play.
Please.
And I'm going to play a band called Black Angel. Just very sinister sounding, but according to the little press kit they sent, they're getting lots of radio play all over and some wonderful reviews. So they have this album "Oh Santa Barbara." You can go to myspace.com/blackangelband and play a few tracks for you. Here you go. You're listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org.
Her elves, her trashy lingerie, and I found heaven again. Heaven again. politics and religion. You got into a fight, and she put on her Elvis love song with trashy lingerie. We found heaven again, heaven again. You got the passion. You got the body, you got the face, you got the love song, the lingerie, heaven again, heaven again. Oh baby, you know I'm scared, we ain't got no money. Trashy lingerie.
Hear, hear.
Hear, hear.
On killradio.org. That was Black Angel. And you can check them out by going to myspace.com/blackangelband. Were you about to call John Travolta a homophobe?
No. There's the doctor I was telling you about. It says, match.com, it's okay to look, and it's this typical video. Shows a doctor, and it says, okay, find single doctors near you. And he's acting like it's like a webcam. And he's like, then he comes closer, and I think he takes off his shirt or something.
Seriously?
Look. And, you know, I used to see the chick ones all the time, ones with girls doing stuff, and I would never be...
Yeah. And she's like, oh, hey, my eyes are up here and all that stuff.
I would never be in any way moving. And this guy's like, oh, this guy's kind of goofy cute.
Okay, wait. He just took a stethoscope and put it in the lens.
But the
that
camera.
Doesn't go on your eye. It's just, it goes on your heart.
I guess gay guys like us are much more manipulated by
and
this cutesy shit.
And your eyes pulsate.
Actually,
that's how
like,
I
now he's hitting
you
in the head with that mallet thing. Not
no,
the
what
knee.
Is he? No, he's hitting himself with it.
That's hot.
What is he doing?
See,
that's so strange.
He's expressing his self-homophobia, and a lot of us get off on that.
I'm
take off your shirt.
I hope I never get sick. It's crazy. Those Match.com little videos.
They're disturbing, and this one... Oh, that's
they're pretty bad. No, I think it's they have like different.
No, there's other ones. It's the same actor.
It's
the same actor as different.
No, but they
characters.
Do that with the girls too.
He comes out as a Indian chief at one point.
Oh my god!
I'm joking. I made that up.
I'm sure he does. And a policeman, right? And a construction worker. No, they're the ones where it's like the girl. She's like lying on the floor on a couch or something. You know, so you can see all of her, and she's like typing into her laptop.
But you can see
like
her
she's
typing
boobs
too.
To you, but she's looking at you.
Right.
So you're in the room.
No, but it's
so.
No,
so what it creates is this illusion that you're like in the room with a little Palm Pilot, and you're texting her. So she's getting your text messages on the computer because she can also see you.
No, it's because John. Welcome to the 21st century. Laptops have built-in cameras now. Thanks.
No. But
yes,
she,
yes. It's exactly what they're going for.
No. But she. You don't understand. She's over,
should,
over there
should.
On a couch looking at her computer, and then she looks up and
she looks over at you. Right. I know.
You know, I get the point, which is that you're supposed to be on the computer texting her.
Right.
But that's not really what the illusion creates. In the same sense that this gay guy putting his stethoscope in your eye, does it really make him seem
no,
like
we
a
don't
doctor?
Want him to be a gay doctor. We want him to be a bi-curious doctor.
Amazing.
Yeah. That's the scenario. But before we ruin the show any further, do you want to go to music?
Yeah, that's a great idea.
Or is it? Oh, actually, it's
we
my turn.
We should do a music submission show.
We should. We should not.
Send
we should
music.
Make it. Yeah, let's make it all about music.
Yeah.
All, and no talking
ever. Starting.
When?
What?
When? Did you say now?
Well, no. But you did. You just said it.
No, but I didn't say starting.
Okay. Well, what are you gonna play next? And we'll do a countdown.
Okay. And this is an artist. Big fans of ours. I'm a big fan of his. Blackbird. We know him through Los Angeles Cafe downtown. He's going to be performing live. This is a track called Been Waiting.
That dude has a washboard stomach, too.
He's rail thin. I could wrap my legs around him 27 times, and I have in my mind. MySpace.com/Blackbird1. Blackbird1. One is spelled out. O-N-E. This is a track called Been Waiting. You're here. You're listening to here on killradio.org.
3, 2, 1, and...
Rolling on take 6. Double safe.
I'm walking through cold rain.
What are you looking
Hello.
At? We're back. That was an artist by the name of Kalabi out of the UK. That song was called Ping Bok. MySpace.com/Kalabi, K-A-L-A-B-I. Send us some other tracks, too. I believe I'm playing that other one next week. Let's see. Yep. Yeah, I really like it. It has a nice sound to it. Interesting. I liked how it was using that guitar sound as a kind of a percussive kind of thing. And
Mark, I thought you weren't going to talk anymore.
Oh, yeah. But you just did, so we just both we just both lost.
Jinx. You're it.
So, yeah, Kalabi, based out of the UK. Didn't tell me where. Couldn't figure out from the MySpace page. But MySpace.com/Kalabi, K-A-L-A-B-I. And then again, before that, we heard Blackbird performing this Sunday along with a whole bunch of other people at Lost Souls Cafe downtown. The track we heard was Been Waiting. His MySpace page is MySpace.com/Blackbird1. And I'm looking forward to hearing what he has to perform live for us, because I know he performs to pre-recorded music. But all his songs are, like, divergently different. If you remember, we've played a lot of his stuff here. And each song, it's not like it has a resemblance to the other one. It's not like there's a specific Blackbird One sound. If anything, Blackbird's sound is, I get to sing everything I want.
Yeah, I know.
And that's exactly it. So that, it's going to be a fun evening.
And he's performing at this one. Yeah, so yes. It's just 6 days away.
And I hope he wears something really tight so everyone gets to see how real skinny he is. The hot little twig that he is.
And it's only a $5 cover for 6 bands, which is right. a steal.
Yes.
And we'll also have lots of Kill Radio merchandise there.
Yes.
Or at least some Kill Radio, or at least a piece of Kill Radio merchandise. We need more merch.
Well, I was just going to say, you know, we're due for new t-shirts.
Definitely.
And I'm wondering if anything we raise this Sunday might go towards that.
Possibly.
We'll have to figure that out.
Or
we can just deposit it away into our overflowing account.
You want to hear something mildly amusing?
Please, because we haven't had anything mildly amusing yet since we came back from music.
I can say this because my mother doesn't listen to this show because she only has dial-up.
She probably doesn't even know about this show, you ass.
No, she knows about this show.
No. Dial-up, we have a 16 KPS.
I know, but it's too much work for her.
Wait, let me just check.
Anyway, she's turning 60. And she's having a big, 60th birthday bash. And my brother and I both, she lives out in Maryland with my father, and my brother and I both live out here in L.A. And so she's really, kind of upset about the whole fact that we're not going to be there, because it's her 60th birthday and everything. But, I just got back from a huge trip. My brother just started a business. We're both, not doing well, presently financially. And it's just, a bad time to take a trip. Well, so I decided, look, it's her 60th birthday, and I had these, airline miles, so I went ahead and I bought a ticket for that weekend. I leave on Friday night, get in Saturday morning, come back Sunday.
Okay.
It was, 50,000 miles for this stupid little trip. I got to, stop in Chicago at 3 in the morning. It's a horrible flight, but whatever. It's just so I could be there. And I called my brother to tell him that I can do this. He had also already made plans to do the same thing.
Oh, that's funny. But you guys
different airline, but
separate from each
airport.
Other. Yeah. And does your mom know you're coming?
No.
Oh, that's great.
And she still doesn't know.
When is it?
It's next weekend.
Are you?
No, I'm kidding. It's July. That's the benefit. No, it's the following weekend. It's the 20th.
Are you going to be missing it here, or are we gone that Monday?
No. I'm leaving Friday night and coming back Sunday.
Oh, God.
So I'm just going to go to Maryland for a day, basically, for a party. But if I didn't have the miles,
that's
I wouldn't
great.
Be able to pull it
right.
off. The whole thing cost me $10. But we're going to rent a car and just kind of show up.
$10.
And, they still live in the house that my brother and I grew up in. So it's just kind of funny. We're just going to go to Maryland and drive
there.
Are
you guys arriving at the same time? Are you going to be able to come in together?
Yeah. Yeah. He gets in a few hours before me, but he's just going to wait for me to get there.
Oh,
and then
that's so funny.
I just hope it doesn't.
Are you going to
tell
your dad or anything? So
no.
He
oh, no. He can't keep a secret.
Oh,
no.
Shit.
No, he's like
I
hey,
hope they're there when you show
I
up.
I can't keep a secret. I'm on an international radio show right now telling you about the secret. So I just hope he doesn't I just hope,
they're not in Mazatlan
or something.
The
thing is, my mom keeps writing, in every email, and I'm really saddened by the fact that I can't be with my children on my birthday. She keeps throwing these little guilt things,
Right.
Because she's sure that we're not coming.
Right.
And I just hope she doesn't do something crazy like buy us tickets or wear us down to where we have to tell her that we're going.
Right.
And I hope it doesn't kill her when we show up either. Heart attack. Right?
Right.
I mean, she's in great health, but
you're not that powerful, John.
Well, I don't know my own strength. is the thing. And I've never done anything like this. I've never surprised my parents by showing up in the other side of the country.
Do you know what your parents are doing that weekend? I mean, are they going to be in the house?
No, she's having a big party. They're
at the house. Oh,
yeah,
good. They're not going to Cabo.
Yeah, full of all of her obnoxious, condescending friends. Yeah.
Oh, that should be surprising.
Yeah.
Are you going to show up while the party's in full effect?
Well, we'll show up in the morning, so no.
Oh, okay.
Although, come to think of it, we should probably show up a little bit later. Otherwise, she'll make us put out the chairs and stuff.
What an ass.
So let's go back to music.
Please.
I have no idea how I got this CD. I just found it in the box with submissions. It wasn't in an envelope, so maybe somebody handed it to me. Anyway, it's the artist's name is John Stowers, or Stowers, I'm going to try to pronounce that. The name of the album is Everything You Do, and I'm going to play a couple tracks for you. You're listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org.
Looks like it's gonna be a perfect day. 80 miles an hour up this Carolina highway. The radio is playing some Chester Burnett Blue, and all I am missing is you. And I'm not missing the sleep I didn't get, and I'm not longing for the road that lies ahead. No, I'm just sitting here wishing you could be too. Yeah, all I am missing is you. I got a fine hotel room overlooking the city, and I got more room service than all those rich folks in New York City. Oh, but I would trade it all just to be back home, it's true. 'Cause all I am missing is you. And I'm not missing sleep I didn't get, and I'm not longing for the road that lies ahead. No, I'm just lying here wishing you could be too. Yeah, all I am missing is you.
Now I you're around. I hear the soulful mystery in the simplest sounds. Oh, I love the life you breathe into everything you do. Second counts. There's no place that I would rather be than right here and now, 'cause nothing can set me free like everything you do. And the way you hold me, the way you tell me it'll be alright, and the way you show me that I'm the only one in your life. Everything you do, it makes me smile. If I'm feeling down and blue, just look at you and I watch the love shine through in everything you do.
Hello.
Hi.
Welcome to Hear Here on killradio.org.
It's been a weird show today.
Yes, it has.
I think it's because I'm in a weird mood.
I'm in a weird mood. I'm a total weird mood. I'm totally not Mondaying it right now.
I've never seen you do your lesbian dress-up day. I've heard about it.
I like brown, and I'm going to be wearing brown at the time.
Lots of brown. So. And then with those comfortable shoes.
Yeah.
Who
anyway,
is that?
That was John Stowers. Or Stowers, forgive me if I'm mispronouncing it. JohnStowers.com, MySpace.com/JohnStowers. That's STOWERS. I'm sorry, MySpace.com/JohnStowersMusic. And name of the album is Everything You Do. Thanks for your submission.
Yay.
And that's that. This is Kill Radio's all submission, only submission show.
Well, I will say too, because I've done some research about other submission shows out there.
Yeah.
And they aren't truly submission shows.
No.
Because you submit something to us, it'll get played. As long as it's an MP3 or a CD or even a record, it'll get played.
Yeah.
We might still be able to play cassette. Yeah, we can. We can't play an 8-track. So it's down to those kind of areas. But you send it, we'll play it.
Yeah.
Other shows out there, there's a lot of shows out there that...
send us a wax cylinder recording. We'll see.
We don't have a means of playing that.
Well, we'll you know, see if we can make it work.
Rub it up to the microphone. That's what it sounds like. This is their submission.
Well...
But my whole point is, all these, there's a lot of submission shows out there.
Well, they have like demo listen and stuff like that on other radio stations.
Right, but...
And, yeah, but they don't play everything that gets
done. No, stuff still gets turned away.
Yeah, but, you know, it's, we're just really lucky that we get so many great musicians sending us stuff.
Well, it's, I have to say, that's kind of the sad, that was the sobering, sad thing about this show, is like, look at this good stuff we get. It might not be stuff that I listen to normally, but it's stuff that I... truly appreciate and see the talent of, and like I heard you say one time, deserves to be on the radio. Obviously not in this business model we have now, or the real estate has been so limited and sucked up and everyone's trying to sound like everyone else.
And we deserve to be, you know, paid.
Yes.
For putting it on the radio.
Or at least have food sent or t-shirts.
I want to be sponsored by a corporation. That's
do you?
No, not really.
I don't.
No.
I don't have to wear that crap.
Actually, have you heard this happening?
What?
People getting sponsored by corporations?
Yes.
You know, where they wear
cars,
the clothing,
right,
or the hat or something like that?
Right.
They have to wear it for a year and they get their rent.
Who would you
want to
be sponsored by? If you could be sponsored by anyone.
Not Kill Radio.
No, really?
It's not a corporation, though, huh?
No. Okay, like a corporation. Any international corporation.
I don't know. Why don't we go to music and I'll think about it.
Yeah, me too. Let's go to music. This is a live recording of Kosio when they came by into our studios back in April.
Yes.
Or actually back in May.
Love this band.
They're performing live at our Hear Hear event this Sunday, July 15th at Lost Souls Cafe. This track is called Jails and Churches, but this is a live version. Their MySpace page is myspace.com/Kosio Music, and they sounded pretty much just like this.
I'm a hitchhiker on the long way home. Mama, I'd be worried. I'm lucky, she don't know. The Bible taught me one thing, preachers taught me different. Just at some bars, a church, it's a prison. Praying in a bar, I'm holding chapel in your prison. I'm the limping crow outside your window. I'll eat the crumbs that you. Yeah, well, as long as I can't see you, 'cause a hand out there's no pity. If I don't make eye contact, the forest floor is a better bed than an overnight night cell. God, I'm a hitchhiker on the long way. The Bible told me one thing, preacher showed me difference. Just at some bars, your church it's a prison. Praying in a bar, I'm holding chapel in your prison. I don't know if it's better, but I've seen much worse, like getting turned to salt. Guess being sentimental's a curse. I won't ask for redemption. I don't believe in your sin. I don't care why God is asking. I wouldn't sacrifice my kin. Showed me difference. Just at some bars, your church it's a prison. Praying in a bar, I'm holding chapel in your prison. Run away from me, echo on child, be safe. It's a prison, praying in a bar. I'm holding chapel in your prison. I'm a hitchhiker on the long way home. Mama be worried, I'm lucky she don't know. The Bible taught me one thing, preacher showed me difference. Just at some bars, your church it's a prison, praying in a bar.
hailing from Graz, Austria. That was a band by the name of Lame Excuse. That track was called Another Giveaway. And I just like it that they really have that great Graz sound.
Yeah.
That, you know, I mean,
only comes
which I
from
really
Graz.
Like right now. Yeah, it's that really hot Graz sound that people have been trying to emulate it. I don't want to say copy because that sounds biased, but
I was
going to
say
it.
Duplicate, which is just like copy, but it sounds more intellectual
to you.
Because it has more syllables.
I said emulate because it was somewhat related, and then it was even more intellectual than duplicate. Thank you, I win. Thank
Replicate.
You. Replicate. Their MySpace age is myspace.com/lame-excuse-music. Before that, we heard the sessions. We played them last week. I wanted to play them again, a different track, though. This is this track was called It Happened. It says it was featuring ALS. And I know ALS is Abe Lincoln's story. I don't know if you ever heard of that band, John. Out and about, they've been around. They were big in the whole Silver Lake music scene. I don't think ALS means...
No,
actually, I don't know who they mean that.
Named, it's a person, I think.
Yeah,
ALS.
It has to be, usually. But they're out of Orange, California. They're just east of us by about, 20, 30 miles. MySpace.com/iHeartTheSessions. Again, that was The Sessions out of Orange, California. And then once again, we start off with a live recording of Jails and Churches. It was recorded here in Kill Radio's Studio 4B. It's down the hall, around the corner, and down the street. Just joking. We're all right here in this little teeny room. I just like saying that. That was performed live. That was Koseo. They're performing live for us again on Sunday.
Koseo.
MySpace.com/KoseoMusic. And I'm really looking forward to seeing it. I'm looking forward to seeing a lot of people at this event. Robert.
Including you.
But wrap it all up again, this Sunday, July 15th at Lost Souls Cafe in downtown Los Angeles. All this information can be found on our MySpace page. We have the flyer up there, myspace.com/here_here, HEAR_HERE. We're going to have Robert Popa, Space Kitty, VJ, Blackbird, Manhattan Murder Mystery, and Koseo. Manhattan Murder Mystery is the only band I didn't play today. I think it's because we have their CD. I don't have their MP3s, and since I meant to kind of sneak them in somehow.
Maybe I can still find it. Oh, maybe we're over time, huh?
Yeah, we are.
This is not a 2-hour program, by the way.
It's a 2-hour, 6-minute program so far.
Anyway, this benefit happens once a month, and every month is better than the last one. So if you've been to one, you want to come to this one because it's better than the one you were at.
I don't know if better is the right word.
Better.
All right.
As in,
fine.
More good-er. All right.
More bet.
You're listening to Hear Here on killradio.org, LA's and the world's only nonprofit anti-corporate internet radio station that starts with a K.
And based in North Koreatown.
Mid-Wilshire.
I heard someone call that this area North Koreatown. I thought that's kind of funny.
That's
like North Hollywood? North Koreatown.
No, that's what it was, the LA Weekly article.
Oh, that's what I read that?
Where he says it's a North Korean.
Oh, great. I gave you another reason to bring up that fucking article
on
LA Weekly.
It's a weekly, right? I got 1 week. I get 7 days to pat myself on the back for getting some press finally. Interviewing 100 fucking bands, 1 week of press. That's what I get. Next week, some other guy will be like, woohoo, and no one will even know my name.
We'll remember you.
That's sweet. I got two more things to play for you. This
oh,
comes
God,
to
you do?
Well,
That's a bad... How did I say... Did I say that out loud?
It sounded
I'm sorry.
Awful.
That's so mean.
He didn't mean it that way.
I thought we were... Forget it.
You know
I'm
how you can love
DJ.
Someone but not like them?
Yeah, you're not liking me right now?
Empty
but you're
Records
so loving me.
Sends us CDs periodically, and they did so, and so I'm going to play them. I don't have a lot of information on these bands because I wasn't sent too much information with them, like their websites, but... But you can go to emptyrecords.com and find out more information on these artists. I'm going to play you King Louie and the Loose Diamonds. And then after that, you'll hear a track from Lover with an exclamation mark. You're listening to Hear Here on killradio.org.
Yeah.
You're listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org. Actually, I just played you two tracks by Lover. That's Lover with an exclamation point. Mark? No, wait. Question mark? Exclamation point. And then before those two tracks, we were listening to King Louie and Loose Diamonds. You can get more information on both of these artists by going to emptyrecords.com, and you can buy their CDs there. Thank you, Empty Records, for your submissions over the years. And I'll go ahead and run down the list. We're trying to figure out a little computer thing right
I got
now.
It.
You got it?
Yeah. I'm just going to, yeah. At the end of our show, I'm going to be able to log into our new AOL Instant Messenger client program, so to speak.
Yeah, so as soon as we leave, make sure to send us an instant message. That would be grand.
Well, I'm going to turn it off at that point, but I'm going to at least make it save the password. There we go.
The password
is... why don't we thank all the bands?
I'm about to.
Good.
You ready?
Yes.
It's coming. Here you go.
I'm ready.
Thank you. Lover, King Louie and Loose Diamonds, Lame Excuse, The Sessions, Kosio, John Stowers, Calabi, Blackbird, Black Angel, DJ Answer, and A1 Official, VJ, Floor Model, Tara Smith, Space Kitty, As Tall as Lions, Swayback, and as always, Robert Popa.
Yay.
You've been listening to another lovely edition of Hear Hear on killradio.org, Kill Radio's all submission, only submission show. Go to myspace.com/hearhear, that's HEAR_HERE, for more information on the show, the artists we've played on the show, and the benefits that are happening monthly at Lost Souls. The next one is this coming Sunday, July 15th. It's from 6 to 10 p.m. It features Robert Popa, Space Kitty, VJ, Blackbird, Manhattan Murder Mystery, and Kosio. It's at Lost Souls Cafe downtown, lostsouls.com, 124 West 4th Street, 90013. That's on 4th Street between Spring and Main, right across the street from Bar 107. And another thing. You can also podcast this. If you have if you're not someone who likes to do a lot of clicking, you can just subscribe to the podcast and then you'll get the show in your iTunes every week. This will be available for download from the blog on our MySpace page later today, and then probably by tomorrow it'll be up on iTunes.
And also, if you want to instant message us, you have 37 seconds to do so, because the show's going to be over by then. But I finally up and fixed and working.
Oh,
so.
And the new handle is killradio.org.
It's like killradio without the dot. Killradio.org without the dot.
Yeah.
Killradio.org.
Yeah.
So KILLRADIOORG. That is our new handle.
The password is killradio43.
Don't tell people that, because then they can log in as us on their computer.
Who cares?
Great. They're going to hijack it. See, look, someone just logged in. Who is
Woo-hoo!
That?
In Sock Zombie.
92. Were you born in 1992?
That's an Information Society fan. That's cool.
Really? You're too young.
All right. I was kidding about the password. It's actually Luxury Yacht. And that's that then. You've been listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org. And I will let you go. Are you ready to be let gone? Oh, what's up next?
Oh, it's supposed to be the
another lovely
best
archive edition of Standing Room Only.
Yes, which we don't have ready.
A show on Fridays where bands are interviewed, and also he has other guests too. He has authors and
you
and stuff.
You
like
talk
that.
While I get that ready.
Yeah. Coming up on
later today.
I'm now doing Is Good on Wednesdays and Thursdays from 10 to 12. Wednesday, I have Erica Rose and the Dot Dot Dots, which is a great act, and they're we have actually played them on Hear Hear. And Thursday, I have a band called Thailand.
We've had them on the show.
Also,
I forgot they're based here in Los Angeles.
Yeah, so very exciting stuff. And if you missed last week, I had some great artists as well. I had Christopher Anton, and I had Buddy. And so, yeah, there's lots of great stuff going on over at the Is Good camp. So check out isgoodmusic.com and myspace.com/thisisgood. And also, hey, are you you're posting your 21st Century Activist News Hour things?
Yep.
So people, go to killradio.org. If you scroll down, you'll see the latest posted shows. And you can download Mark's political show. Is that would that be how you would describe it?
Political activism show.
Activism show, yeah.
But it's also news and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going good. Good music, too.
It's fan-tranny-tastic.
No, I haven't gone over that many transsexual issues yet.
I just like the way that sounds.
You would.
All right, then.
Closet case. You ready to say bye?
I'm ready to go spend the rest of my day downloading, editing, and uploading this fucking show.
Oh, good. So why don't I talk more to make you sit there in that slow computer of yours?
And once again, July 15th, Lost Souls. Here, here. $5.
$5 gets you a lot.
It gets you six bands, and it allows
us
to stay on the air.
Yes.
So there you go.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.